Robert Halfen. We were talking about where did this idea come from that it'd be a good idea for the general public to be allowed to use their mobile phones in public galleries.
Well,
come on.
At the moment, we rely on the parliamentary recorders, who do a fantastic job to monitor what Parliament is going on and what is reported. Why can't the citizens report it themselves? Why can't they tweet what they think of debates, tweet what is happening in debates, tweet about the laws? I mean, it just seems anachronistic that they're not allowed to bring their mobile phones into the public galleries. What? Because everybody uses their mobile phones now as pocket computers. So let's make Parliament more responsive to the public and use the internet to let everyone become online reporters of what's going on.
But the whole thing by its nature is sort of archaic, isn't it? If you go to, on election night, you go to a count, as obviously you have been. I've covered a few in my time. I mean, it's a load of well-meaning locals counting through bits of paper. I mean, there's got to be a better way of doing it than that, surely.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think that actually the way we vote, although it's great and traditional, it's actually, we're still stuck in the dark ages. We mark a piece of paper with an old-fashioned pencil with an old-fashioned black metal ballot box. It takes a long time to count the votes. I mean, one election I was in, I had three recounts, and we didn't decide the result till the Saturday morning, and the election was on the count was on the Thursday night. So you have to change. The public do everything else online. The public bank online. We buy things online, and yet we can't even vote online. And if you can have enough security for banking, you should be able to have enough security for online voting. We need to make Parliament more responsive, our democracy more responsive in the internet age.
Did you look elsewhere at how it's done in other countries?
Yes, we looked at countries like Estonia, which has online voting that has been incredibly successful, and South Korea, which is just leap years ahead. It's like going to the 22nd century, let alone the 21st, the way they use computers in the parliament, the way the parliament can access what's the public can access what's going on, the way the MPs, literally tablets spring out of the desks that the MPs sit on. And we don't even have desks, we sit on benches. So there are countries doing this stuff. I'm not saying we should do everything they do, but at least this report looks forward and says, let's join the digital age. Let citizens have a chance to have cyber parliaments. Let's really involve people in what's going on, and let us have online democracy. Let's have voting via the internet.
So let's go back to Arik Chowdhury. Arik, this must be music to your ears.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, very happy to find out the results of this report. I'm not sure if you heard what I said earlier. So the statistics I read out were from three different surveys of recent studies that show that 66 to 80% of people be more likely to vote if they could do so online. And if you look at the average turnouts for elections, particularly the smaller elections like London Mayor, Welsh Assembly, Local Council, the average turnout for all of these is less than 50%. So we do need a radical reform. Whereas in my opinion, I think online voting is that radical, but it's definitely a step towards getting a 21st century democracy in the UK.
Robert Halfen talked glowingly of the system in South Korea. What other political systems have you come across that we might seek to emulate?
So the one in Estonia is quite good. So what they have is they have a lot of safeguards in to stop others from pressuring you into voting one way or another. So they keep the vote open for about a week, and you can vote multiple times when your last vote counts, and you can vote in person, which can discount your online vote if your final vote online was pressured. It's actually a much more secure system than the current postal voting system that we have in the UK.
Robert, you mentioned Australia too. What was the situation there?
I mentioned Estonia. And,
Estonia, sorry, it's a bad line.
Yeah, don't worry. Estonia is where it happens, and if they can do it, I don't see why we can't. But this isn't just about
online. There's not 60 million of them, is the obvious answer. It's a rather smaller electorate for them to experiment with.
Yeah, of course, but the software will be the same, even though there may be bigger numbers of people. Not everyone would do it, as the person just said, that there were some people who vote in person, and you'd have to allow that for people who didn't have the internet. But I'm saying give people the option. You know, people want to do stuff on the internet. They watch television programs and vote via their phones or via the internet. Why can't we move democracy in our country to the 21st century?
So to bring it about, what has to happen? It needs legislation, presumably.
There would need to be legislation. I'm guessing there would need to be pilot studies in certain areas of the country to make sure that the software worked. You'd need agreement from all the major parties. And I'm hoping, I mean, the report recommends it's done for the 2020 election. I'm hoping that people are forward-looking enough and reform-minded enough that we can actually make these changes. And that will encourage more people to vote. It's much better than forcing people to vote. This will encourage more people to vote if they can do it in the way that they do every other part of their lives.
Governments don't have the greatest record in software projects, though, do they?
No, but you can bring in some of the great technology giants, whether it's Google or Facebook or eBay or whatever it may be, to help with these kind of things. And as I said, if it's done in pilot studies in certain areas of the country or with certain sectors of the population, then we can make sure it works before it's rolled out. If it was implemented by 2020, we'd have 5 years to get it right.
And just put simply, it'll come down to one person, one vote. So just to make sure that you can't vote on your phone 20 times, you can't vote on your phone and then go in person and then do it again on your iPad or your computer at home or whatever.
Well, exactly.
That shouldn't be too difficult, should it?
Well, just as when I do my online banking, like millions of other people, you can only do it as the person that you are because of complex passwords and so on. If we can put man on the moon and have online banking, I cannot see how we can't make it easier for people to vote online.
Definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, both of you, Robert Halfen, who was on the Digital Democracy Commission, and Ari Chowdhury, set up a group that campaigns for online voting. Let's talk football. Cambridge United's heroics again.